Hey guys, welcome back to Love All. We're here with a brand new episode. Special guest co-host, my roommate Corinne. Corinne, you grew up with tennis and like you play, like your family plays, but her sport of choice is golf.
Yeah.
She is the golf queen, but she still knows like everything about tennis and like basically.
I still watch and everything, but I don't like play that much anymore.
And she like gets all her news from Love All.
Yeah, of course.
The five episodes. So for the five people that care, we're back. Since it's been a few weeks/months since I put out an episode, I thought our first story would just be like a recap. Since then, Dominic Thiem won the US Open, which like if it was anyone other than Djokovic, well, you like Nadal, but he wasn't playing in it. I would have wanted it to be Thiem. Then Rafa, your man's, won Roland Garros. Wait, also I was thinking, you know, how was like Roland Garros in French Open?
Yeah.
I'm not going to pretend that I know why it's two things. Like, why is it called both? Do you know?
No.
Okay, I mean, I don't know.
Yeah.
Really doesn't matter at all. And then Medvedev won the ATP Finals. Do you know Medvedev?
No.
He's Russian. He's like really tall. And I have not decided if I love him or if I like really like him or not, because he's in a feud with the Greek player, Stefanos Tsitsipas, remember?
Yeah.
So I did a rundown of that feud a few episodes ago. And like, since I'm half Greek, like my loyalty is to. But I haven't heard like bad things about him other than that whole thing. He's also our age and married.
Which one?
Medvedev.
Oh, okay.
No. So it's just like.
Yeah. Okay.
Good for him. Yeah. Like, so is literally everyone. Do you know Taylor Fritz, the US player?
No.
He's like a year or two younger than us, or maybe, actually, maybe he's a year younger than us. He was married, had a kid, got divorced, and now has a new girlfriend. Like, all being like 2 years younger than us.
Really?
Yes. Isn't that like crazy?
Oh my gosh.
And then also Karen Khachanov, he's another Russian player, is married with a kid our age. It's like everyone our age. Like the older 27-year-old players, like they're single. But like everyone that's our age is like married. Hmm. It's like, what's the rush? And then on the women's side, Naomi Osaka won the US Open, which honestly I was like so disappointed because I love Victoria Azarenka.
Me too.
And yes, like
she
is.
I was so excited to watch her.
I know. Like she was so close.
Had she been out of the game for like a while or did I just out? Okay.
No, she did. She had this like custody battle. She had a child. Mm-hmm. Remember she was dating Redfill from
Oh yes. Yes. The singer?
What's it what's it called?
LMFAO?
Yes! LMFAO. I was like, I literally was thinking ASAP Rocky was on the, I don't know why that was like on the tip of my tongue, but
you
I was like,
close.
ASAP.
Yeah.
Yes, and Party Rockin' or like, yeah, Let's Party Rock. Yeah, yeah. And I remember when that like came out, that like relationship, and I was like, literally shook it. Not that he's like ugly, but like, he's very eccentric looking.
Right.
And she's tall, blonde, beautiful.
Gorgeous.
Like, yes.
Yeah.
Then like they broke up and then she started dating this, actually, was he a golfer? I think he might have been a golf pro, actually. She like met him in Hawaii, this guy, this random like guy from St. Louis, Missouri. My cousins who live in St. Louis like knew their family, actually.
Really?
Yeah. And I remember one of my cousins was like, do you know this like tennis player? Like someone from our area had a kid with her and like is in this like custody battle. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
So then that next US Open for the custody battle, like, she couldn't take her son out of California. She couldn't leave California.
Oh.
Like, something, I guess, like if you left your child and she couldn't bring him like across state lines or something, so she literally had to stop playing. It would have been interesting because she would have been the first mom to win, and everyone's expecting Serena to be that, and Serena's been in like so many finals but has not won a grand slam since then, so that actually would have been very interesting.
Yeah, that was a bummer that she lost.
Yes. And then I do not know how to say the name. Iga Swiatek won the French Open. She was playing against Sophia Kennan. You know her. She won the
Sophia Kennan.
Yeah, she won the Australian Open.
Yeah.
So basically that's like our recap. And then our second story. For those of you who know me and know the tennis me especially, you know that when this news broke, it to me was catastrophic. Vasek Pospisil has a new girlfriend. Revealed on Instagram. I like thought that it was kind of shady when he was playing in the US Open. This is how I like kind of knew. He reposted a story of someone who tagged him like in a story on Insta with the heart eyes emoji. It just came so suddenly, and you know that he is like number one bae. So here's what we know about her. Did I show you her? I think I probably showed you like a few pictures.
Yeah.
And yes, I did follow her from my personal account. And no, her Instagram's not public, so yeah. Her name is Lauren. She's from Canada. And she is not a model. And I'm saying she's not a model because when they went to Paris, like, of course, it had to be the city of love. And he was like a date night with like emoji of red wine glasses and then the Eiffel Tower. And like he tagged her with like a heart. So it was like it was over for me.
You knew.
Yeah. So I obviously like broke the news to Love All. And I was like, listen, you guys. And I did like hashtag she's a model, of course, because most pro tennis players, pro athletes, like,
love the models.
You know, when I followed her on Insta, secretly, I really should unfollow her. That's kind of weird. TBH.
But she accepted it?
Yeah, she accepted it. Yeah, yeah. She's private. Mm-hmm. I think she's still private. I mean, my personal Instagram has nothing to do with tennis, so she probably didn't know who's like a crazy
back?
Fan. No. Okay, Miss Celebrity, I'm about to unfollow you.
Yeah. Not worth it.
Exactly. So when I saw that, it was like pictures of her in all these exotic locations like Bahamas and like, or like, you know, where normal models like go all the time. Obviously model. But then someone DM'd me and she was like, actually, like, I saw your Instagram and I have to let you know, like, she is not a model. And then she came with receipts and was like, look. And it was pictures of, I guess, Lauren is like, what she does is like one of those like people that works at like a nightclub or like a bottle service, like girls at a Vancouver nightclub. And I was like, this makes sense. Or Toronto. I think Vancouver. In this nightclub's Instagram is like, she's all over it. In all these pictures, like, I guess it's one of those things, like, you know, when you're at a club, like, don't think this ever happened to me, but, like, you know, when someone gets bottle service and they come with, like, the sign and, like, the bottle. So
this girl, like, found her pictures on the nightclub's Instagram. Oh, wow.
Yeah, so she sent me those receipts because, like, I would have been like, oh, okay, but she had the pictures and I was like, very interesting.
Yes.
So, not that that's bad or anything, but it's just like, how did they meet?
How did they meet?
He didn't go to the nightclub. It's Corona. She was.
Yeah.
So I know that's just like just a little to unpack there. Yes. And since following her and following him, if you follow him right now, like, you know that they have been together for the past since September. This girl has been around the world in 80 days. She has been with him like since September. They went to Paris, French Open. They went to Russia, St. Petersburg. They went back to Austria, back to Paris. She's been in Florida with him. And now, so it's like Miami. And it's like, no offense, but like, what are you doing together the entire time? Like, all you're doing is watching him practice. Like, right? Like, I guess like you're shopping. I mean, that would be nice as like a little vacation to be like, oh, I'm gonna go for like 2 weeks or like a week to visit like my boyfriend.
Yeah.
But all he's doing is playing tennis and like going to the tournaments. Maybe he just likes having someone with him and paying for her life. And if I sound jealous and bitter, it's because I am. Yeah.
I love that a lot.
So yeah, but also like, this brings me to, it's just so painful to follow couples on Instagram, like especially them right now. It's so cringe.
Oh, like, I know.
When they were like first dating, I guess like in September, they were in Paris and they were at Versailles together. I definitely showed you this. And it was like, he's in like a black t-shirt and black jeans and she's in like shorts and like maybe a shirt. And she was like, Versailles or whatever the caption was. And he commented.
Oh no.
I literally remember this. Sweaty and sweetie.
No. Oh my God.
Like, I guess he was sweating because it was like a really sunny day and it looked like really sunny and he was like in pants. Like, I'm assuming that's what he meant. She's the sweetie and he was like sweaty. And I was just like, with like hard eyes emoji. And I'm like, this is so painful. Like,
yeah, like there's a Beauty and the Beast, so you think.
Exactly. Beauty and the Beast, yeah. Like Versailles style. Like, it just makes it so cringe.
No, I know. It is so cringe. I agree.
Keep nothing it. Text it.
Yeah.
Text it.
Oh my God.
Anyway, sorry I got that off my chest. It's probably like, okay, this psycho. If you know Vashka Pospisil, tell him not to watch this. There's probably one in a billion chance that he would watch this. So I'm just hoping that stays like that.
Didn't he like repost one of your things once?
Yes, he did. But I tagged him on Instagram.
There's a chance.
He could watch it.
There is. They're going to be like, who's this loser talking about us? Anyway. Third story is what I posted on my Instagram a few days ago. And it's that time of year. Everyone is taking a screenshot of their Spotify top five artists and sharing it to Instagram. As you saw, and as I showed you, Dominic Thiem posted his, and I was like a little shook. So his top five artists, number one, One Direction. Number two, oh God, it's something German, I think. Itch. Con Fliegen, Big Time Rush, Chainsmokers, number five, Westlife. I have never heard of Westlife or the German one.
Neither.
But the One Direction.
As his number one.
As his, like, it wasn't even just on it.
You have to respect a guy that listens and appreciates.
But, like, also is willing to admit it.
Yeah.
Like, people who do the Spotify things are like, they post it and then they're like, the accuracy. And it's like, yeah, it's like literally what you listen to. Not only that it was on there, but that it was his number one. Crazy. It wasn't like he's in an interview and they're like, what are some of the artists that you like? And he's like, One Direction. That is his number one on Spotify.
There's
of the year 2020.
No denying that one.
You're right. There's so much respect. And they have amazing songs.
They really do.
Me and you know every lyric to every song on every album. Yeah. That used to be my alarm in high school.
Yeah. It was probably mine too.
Yes, high school.
Oh my God. Like,
we went to a concert.
That was my first concert ever.
It was?
Yeah.
Oh my God, I did not know that. They put on a show.
It was so fun.
I wonder if he's been to one. Well, he can't now because they're broken up. But as a sophomore in high school, there was no doubt in my mind. Like, I was sure that I was going to marry Niall Horan. And you, Harry Styles. Was that good?
The delusion. Like, I know.
So he really, he loves. And then the Big Time Rush, like, not even gonna lie, I only know one of their songs, like their
theme song. I was just thinking,
song.
I can't even think of a single one. What is he listening to?
I know them was like, so frequently.
I don't even know that one.
Oh my God, I'm crying.
I don't even remember. Like, I can't even think of who Big Time Rush is. Like, I don't remember the name, but.
It's those four guys on Nickelodeon.
They have a TV show. Like,
yes, let me show you Big Time Rush. They honestly were like a little bit, like,
or no,
later.
I'm thinking of Jonas.
Oh, like, or the Naked Brothers Band or something? Yes, they did.
Maybe. Yes. That's exactly who I'm thinking of.
Is Big Time Rush. You know them.
Oh, I remember that guy. Yeah, yeah. And the third one from the left.
Oh, yeah. He's definitely the cutest. Yeah. But, yes, yeah, so they were, like, we were a little old for them. Like, they definitely were still on, but it was, like, my little sisters watching it.
Yeah.
Rather than...
Wait, I think One Direction opened for Big Time Rush.
Really?
It was, like, their first tour in America.
Oh, my God. I had no idea.
I'm pretty sure.
That makes sense, because, like, boy band.
Yeah, and I think this was before they went, like, big.
Ugh.
And they were, like, opening.
But, yes, the fact that a 27-year-old man is willing to put it out there to the world and stand up for One Direction, just... That's why I love Thiem. He, like, does not give a bleep. He just says what he thinks. And that's that. Okay. Anyway, love you, Thiem. Love you, One Direction. I wonder if he's, like... You know, tennis players are famous, right? Like, they have, like, millions of followers on Instagram. Like, I wonder if they have the power to just be, like, I want to meet One Direction. You know? Can his manager just be, like, can you give me, like, a Niall Horan's number? Or something like that. Like, they're like, tennis players are celebrities.
Yeah.
Like, kind of.
I bet if, like, I don't know if, like, anyone from One Direction plays tennis.
Yes. But,
like, I know Niall is really into golf, and he's met a lot of golfers, like, professional golfers.
Yes.
Like, just because, like,
he'll
play in, like, a pro-am or something. Like,
oh, really? For, he competes?
No.
Oh,
like,
wow.
It's, like, before the tournament starts, and they'll, like, raise money or something. So it's, like, and, like, a professional is grouped with, like, regular people.
And, like, whatever. Celebrity, or he just, like, joins?
Yeah, like, I don't know. He's played with, like, Rory McIlroy, who's, like, an Irish guy. He was engaged to a tennis player.
Was it Caroline Wozniacki?
Yes.
Oh my God, I did remember that.
But he's since remarried. But,
so
well,
is she.
He wasn't married, but,
yeah. Oh my God, that's so funny. Yes.
But yeah,
that's so definitely him like reaching out to like golf people and being like,
yeah.
But I wonder, like, I guess you just asked your manager or publicist.
I don't
who
know.
Who knows?
Who knows?
But anyway, that is really interesting. Okay, the next story is, I feel like we're not even talking about tennis at all during this episode.
Mostly just One Direction.
Yeah. You're going to die at this because it's your boy, Rafa. The next story, Rafa Nadal, after brushing my teeth, I was back at the fridge. That is the headline. That is the title. World number two Rafael Nadal is known for his tremendous self-control on the tennis court, where he rarely expresses his anger and frustration even in moments of greatest tension. This year, the Spanish phenomenon won Roland Garros for the 13th time. He was recently a guest on a Spanish program where he talked about a wide range of topics. During the conversation, the Mallorcan confessed that he is madly in love with chocolate.
Oh my gosh.
You are too. I am dead. Not to call you out, but you're obsessed with chocolate. He literally goes,
yeah.
Nadal on his passion for chocolate. Chocolate. Rafael Nadal responded when asked about his biggest weakness. He goes, the issue is I have great self-control inside the court. I don't get mad. I don't throw my racket. But when it comes to chocolate, it's harder. The level of self-control is different. Rafael Nadal went on to say that he's trying to change his habit of eating chocolate at night.
Oh, God.
He goes, wait, I don't get this next part or how it goes, but this is what it says. My wife hides it, too. Sometimes I find the Nutella behind the cupboard. This part, this next part, I literally do not understand how it correlates. During Titanic, I cried like a baby in the movies, and with The Lion King, there was a lot of drama when Mufasa died.
What?
When Mufasa died, I can cry easily, the Spaniard said.
What is that?
Was it just chocolate?
Is he crying over the chocolate too?
I don't know. Is he saying that like he needs chocolate when he's upset? I mean, when Mufasa dies in Lion King,
that is sad.
That, like, as a kid, that was, like, probably the first time a movie, like, shook me.
Yeah.
And, like, really made me sad.
I still cry.
So, basically, he says he used to eat at night after brushing my teeth. I was back at the fridge. I'm trying to change that. So, he loves chocolate. And he cries. He's a sensitive man. Love that for him.
So relatable.
Exactly. But I thought that was so interesting and cute. And I'm so glad that he just got married last year.
Yeah, they're cute.
Because he, like, was able to have the big wedding. They've been together for so long.
So long.
That it's, like, he was able to have the nice big wedding with, like, all his guests and not have to, like, deal with COVID, like, having that. Like, it's really sad when people have to do, like, small immediate family weddings. Yeah. Like, I mean, some people do like that. But for me, like, I just feel like you want, like, everyone there. Like, extended family, grandparents, yeah. Aunts, uncles. So I feel like that'd be really, really sad. Okay, now for the next story is just the 2020 ATP Awards. The nominees have been revealed. Does golf have something like awards?
I don't think they have awards, though, to or answer something. Your question. No,
yeah. I don't know if they have an awards ceremony for this. I probably should know that. So the nominees are for Comeback Player of the Year, the player who has overcome serious injury and reestablishing himself as one of the top players on the ATP Tour. So Vasu Pospisil, he had his back issue. He was playing in pain for years. He was like out of the tour and he recently got surgery last year and said that it is the first time he's played like pain-free in years. So, obviously, I hope he wins, though, because like, I still do love him. Kevin Anderson, I think he might have had an elbow or knee issue. I don't know. Andrei Kuznetsov and Milos Raonic. I like Milos Raonic. I've said this story before. Have you heard? Did you listen to that episode? I think I said it. It's where his, like, ex-girlfriend, I think it was a Canadian model. Model, of course. And so, a few years ago, Justin Bieber Instagrammed just a picture of her because she's just a model being like, who is this? They're like, what? Wow. You know how he does that, like Justin Bieber? No. Remember he did that with Matt? I think that's how he discovered Madison Beer. He, like, did a picture of, he, like, found her YouTube and reposted it and was just like, oh my God, like, who is this? Wow, stunning or something. He, like, has, he definitely has done that multiple times in the past, like, and he is such, like, a big Instagram that people, like, actually are like, yeah. Who actually is this?
Yeah.
And she was like, yeah, no, I'm good. Literally, she, like, laughed it off and was like, seriously?
Wait, like, he was trying to, like, date her? Or
I think so. I mean, let me, like, look it up.
Oh, my God.
And the story got picked up because, like, Milos Raonic is obviously, like, kind of famous. Please hold. Danielle Knudsen, Canadian model who caught Justin Bieber's attention.
Wait, let me see a pic. I feel like this sounds familiar.
Okay, yes. What happened with Justin Bieber? Justin Bieber posted a photo of the model on his Instagram in a bid to find out who she was, but his attempts at seduction were unsuccessful. Aside from boosting her online profiles, Danielle paid no interest in the pop star efforts. She spoke out that she prefers tall, dark, and handsome. which is hilarious. But she's no longer with Milos. I think that there was a story that I did about his current girlfriend. I think on the last episode that I did mention that because it's just like a really funny story. Don't you think?
That's crazy.
Right? And oh Justin Bieber like being like,
like, how did he find that picture?
Right. He was just like scouring social media. Like, guys just look at models or something.
Yes.
Classic. Anyway. So, oh my God. Back to the nominees. Most improved player of the year. Yannick Sinner. He's really young. Diego Schwartzman, Andre Rublev, Ugo Humbert, Hugo. I guess I want.
I don't know.
Yeah. Diego Schwartzman. He was always like really good. I can't believe he's most improved. I guess he just got a lot of ranking points. Oh, okay. Newcomer of the year, the next gen ATP player who broke into the top 100 or top 150 for the first time in 2020, Sebastian Korda.
Yeah.
Tell them how you know Sebastian. He comes from a family of athletes, apparently.
Literally all of them. His parents, too, were both professional athletes. I think they were both tennis players.
Really?
I know the dad was. And then
the dad, yes.
Yeah, he won, like, I think the Australian Open or something, like, back in, I don't know. And then I think mom, I think she was a tennis player, or maybe she was
golf.
Something else. Not golf, but he has two older sisters that are professional golfers.
And they're, like, really good, right?
Yeah, like, the one of them is, like, number two in the world.
Seriously?
Yeah.
How old are they? Like, our age, probably?
One.
Because he's a little younger, right?
He's, like, 20, I think.
Okay.
He has one sister, I think she's, like, 27, and the other is 22. And she's the one that's number two in the world. It's crazy. But they're all, like, so, like, adorable.
They're so, like, they're all good looking. Like,
they're so
pretty.
Yeah.
So I hope that he gets that for you, the newcomer of the year.
They actually were on the cover of Golf Digest, like, for this month.
Oh, the family or just them too?
The sisters. Oh. And they did, like, so they had, like, a, you know, interview, whatever.
Yes.
And it was, like, they talked about their brother in, like, the French, or was it the French Open?
He, like, really did well.
Yeah.
Actually, I don't know.
I forget, whichever it was, they, like, were talking about that, and, like, because they were so nervous for him, and, like, I guess because of the time difference, like, they were playing at the same time, so, like, they were golfing in a tournament while he was playing, so they, like, didn't know.
That is so cute.
Oh, well, I hope he
wins.
The
tour. And then the Sportsmanship Award, the player who, throughout the year, conducted himself at the highest level of professionalism and integrity, Rafael Nadal, John Millman, which, oh, my God, I love him. He's an Australian. Diego Schwartzman and Dominic Thiem. There's so many good ones. I feel like I want Team or Millman to win that one.
Wait, this is the sportsmanship? Okay.
And then the coaches, nominated and voted by fellow ATP coach members. And this award goes to the coach who helped guide his players to a higher level of performance during the year. Daniil Medvedev, the one who won the ATP Finals, his coach, Diego Schwartzman's coach, Dominic Thiem's, Yannick Sinner and Andre Rublev. I feel like Dominic Thiem's. Well, maybe Rublev, because he won a bunch of tournaments. Well, who knows? If I am not lazy and do another episode, I will reveal who the winners are. So then, next story is, this is just the headline. Hated it. Husband's stunning confession about Serena Williams.
Uh-oh.
Like, these headlines need to take a seat. He literally, it's just Alexis Ohanian Serena Williams' husband is literally saying he didn't like tennis before he met Serena Williams.
Really?
Isn't that stunning? Like, well, it's weird because he said he revealed that you would never have seen him at a tennis match before he met his 23-time Grand Slam champion wife. I hated tennis for a long time until I met my wife and tried to learn it. He co-founded Reddit.
Oh, really?
I don't really go on Reddit, or do you? No. We know what it is, though.
I mean, yeah.
Why would you hate it so much? Like, I hated it for a long time until I met my wife. It's like,
yeah.
Maybe you didn't play it or, like, didn't understand it, but I thought it was weird to say you hated it, right?
Yeah.
I don't pay any attention to, like, baseball or basketball, but I'm not, like, it's like I don't even think of it. So I just thought that was interesting. Right? These are stories, people. Sorry. It's a little dry.
Well, he better learn to love it. I mean.
Yeah, exactly. He said he appreciates it now. He's always there. He's actually always supporting her, which is really nice. And their little daughter is playing it now. And she is so cute.
She's so cute.
So, okay, last story, people. I'm sorry if you've made it. If you've made it thus far, thank you. The Australian Open, which is the next Grand Slam to take place, is starting 3 weeks late, February 8th. It includes strict coronavirus measures, but fans. And as we saw, Wimbledon was canceled for the first time since World War II. And the US Open had no fans. So the fact that this, and the French Open was delayed for 5 months. So the fact that they're going to try to do it, I think, is really, really good. It seems like once they go there, they're allowed to just do whatever they want after they're tested, which is so different from, like, US Open when they were, like, only, they were literally, were, like, in a bubble. But it worked. I just hope that it can go on, like, relatively smoothly. I know. And that Djokovic wins. If you do not like Djokovic, like, I just don't understand. I like all three of them. I like the big three. I like all of them. The only person I don't like here is Bastian Pascal's new girlfriend. No, I'm kidding. She's fine. I am kidding. But, like, seriously, people are so, like, passionately against Djokovic, and it's just so frustrating.
Yeah, why? Like, why is he so, like, not likable?
Literally hated. I don't know. Like, I think that he's, like, I guess, like, everyone has a temper. People are like, he has such a temper. He's so badly behaved. Like, literally not really. Okay, yes, he threw the ball into the woman's throat. But it was an accident. You know?
Yeah.
Like, he's just, I don't know. I think he deserves so much more respect than, like, fans give him, because he's, like, one of the best in the world. Anyway, thank you for sticking through that one. That concludes our episode for today, and hopefully there'll be another one out soon. Thank you, Corinne.
Of course.
Anytime. Guest co-hosting. And see you next time. Bye.
Bye.